Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, What Does It Mean to You?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. And straightaway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he had sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening had come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying it was a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke to them, saying, Have courage, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him, saying, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come out to the sea on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was coming out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O you of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? And when they were coming into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they were in the ship, came and worshipped him, saying, It is true, you are the Son of God. And then when they had gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out to all the country round about and brought unto him all who were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many who touched that were perfectly made whole. A reading of the Gospel of the Lord. Ever have a really powerful happening in your life and needed time to realize what it meant? Jesus went off to pray after the feeding of the multitude. He might have thought, who am I that I was able to feed them? Jesus had sent the disciples off in the boat while he prayed, and a storm came up. Skilled fishermen, they handled it well, but when they saw what they thought was an apparition, they panicked. Peter took the lead and said, If you are the I am, prove it. Help me to walk on water too. The summer I was doing a vision quest, I was 60 feet up in the trees on a ropes course. It was scary. I had to cross to the next tree on a single rope strung across the chasm. We were paired off. And John, my partner, was at the next tree about 200 feet away to where I was going. As long as I looked into his eyes, even at a distance, I was confident enough to get across. Yet after that, on the next part of the ropes course, which was more difficult, he disappeared, and I struggled. Isn't that what happened to Peter? He stopped looking in the eyes of Jesus. How do we keep our eyes on the Lord while seemingly walking on water in our storms? When Jesus and Peter got into the boat, the storm abated, and the disciples recognized that Jesus was the Son of God. When I had one of the early cases of COVID, a really bad one, most people figured I was on my deathbed. Even now, they mark my life as a miracle. When the boat arrived at Gennesaret, the people recognized who Jesus was and brought him the diseased with expectations. Are we people who can keep our eyes on the Lord and believe, or are we doubtful? Are we certain like those in Gennesaret? Today, will we recognize Jesus present in and through us and walk with those in their storms? Or will we be afraid to believe the truth of a God who loves us? Into whose eyes do we look today?